Hello, everyone. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. This podcast is for the woman moving into the middle of life who may feel stuck, confused, and scared about what's next. My hope is that through sharing my experiences that you will come to understand that it is never too late to curate the life that you want. Life is about change, so embrace it, do something new, and remember that 40 isn't the end, simply the beginning. In today's episode, I am discussing my weight and all about my journey to health. I'll start off by saying that I have been overweight all of my adult life, all of my teenage years, probably all of my life, I have been overweight. And it has been a constant struggle for me that has been tied to some emotional pain. I have realized that for a long time that it was an issue and I needed to do something about it. But like anything else, I've tried everything under the sun to lose weight. I've been on different diets. I've exercised. I've probably been on everything. I've probably been on every weight loss plan except for Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers is, for some reason, it was something about Weight Watchers that just I could never, like, to write stuff down and put it in a book, it might have worked, and the points and all of that, I'm like, whatever. It just wasn't for me. I just have never tried it. But on my journey to health, it pretty much began, I would probably say around the age of 38 when I started to really get serious about my mental health and the things that I was struggling with. And so I don't know if I've mentioned it before here on the podcast at all up to this point, but I have been in therapy since I was 38. I started it. Well, it wasn't the first time I went to therapy. The first time I went to therapy, I think I was like 20 or 21. And it was actually a therapist that was at on my college campus. And so I probably went to about two or three sessions. It was very beneficial at the time, but that was it. I'd never had therapy before, except through my good girlfriend and my bestie, Nika, who offers her services free of charge to me. But moving forward on to 38, I have been in therapy since probably August of my 38th year, probably August, what is this, 2018, August 2016? Yeah, probably August 2016. I got into therapy because I realized that I was just not successful at losing weight. I mean, I had tried everything, and what I realized is that it wasn't that the things that I was doing wasn't working, like the exercise and all of that. It was just that the things that I was putting in my mouth, and that there were triggers that I was dealing with, and I had to address the things that were on the inside of me in order to change what I was doing outwardly. Because a lot of times what happens is we're doing things like clockwork and we don't even realize it. And I remember one time talking to my therapist, and she said, it's just like a person that drives by a Dunkin' Donuts every day. You drive by that Dunkin' Donuts every day and you tell yourself, I'm not going to stop and get a donut. But you drive by that Dunkin' Donuts every day. And prior to that, you were stopping every day to get a donut. And then when you try to stop doing that, you're still driving past the Dunkin' Donuts. So it's like an automatic reaction that you just pull in to the Dunkin' Donuts because the habit is there. You form that habit over a period of time. And so as long as you continue to drive by the Dunkin' Donuts, 9 times out of 10, you're going to stop. Because you've created that habit and there's a reward that's associated with that habit, which will be the book review that I will get into. Basically, the idea that she was presenting to me will be reflected in the book review that we'll be doing at the end of this month, which will be The Power of Habit. Well, in order to get to a place where you're not stopping to the Dunkin' Donuts, you can't just tell yourself, a lot of people cannot. There may be some that can just tell themselves, no, as of today, I'm stopping and that's it. But more often than not, most people there has to be a change in behavior in order for you to be able to stop getting the donut. So you got to start going a different direction. Now, it could be an inconvenience to go another direction, but if you know that the power of that donut is so strong that you're not going to be able to pass the Dunkin' Donuts, then you have to decide, well, you know what? I have to make a change. I have to change the direction that I'm going in. And that has been the biggest idea or point that has been effective for me being able to completely embrace my change in eating thus far in this first 7 months of 2018. And so if we fast forward to October or November of last year, 2017, there was someone that I was following on Instagram and have been following her for a long time. She'd actually had lap band surgery. And up until that time, I had been considering having weight loss surgery. But for me, in the back of my mind, God had just never really felt comfortable about it. I've had several surgeries over the years. And they were, I had my son by C-section. I had to have a hysterectomy because I had fibroids, and I had cysts under my arms in my 20s. I had surgery under both of those arms. I had a hernia repair as a child. And so most of my surgeries have been surgeries that I needed to have. But when considering having weight loss surgery, it was just not something that I felt was right for me. And I didn't feel that it was right for me because I know me, and I knew deep down inside for me, my thinking wasn't right. What was going on in my head wasn't right. So I didn't feel like if I had the surgery that I would be able to continually make the right choices. I needed to heal what was going on inside of me in order for my outward appearance to change, because I always knew that I wasn't right mentally. I've never had a problem losing weight, but I've always put it back on. I have run a half marathon. I have done 5Ks. I've worked out hard. Losing the weight was never the problem. It was keeping it off and choosing me over anything. So getting back to the young lady that I've been following on Instagram, her Instagram is Black Keto Girl, and she'd had lap band, like I said before, and the nutrition plan that she implemented along with her lap band procedure was to use the keto diet, which is a form of, I know historically people have used the Atkins. I haven't done a lot of research on the Atkins versus the keto or low carb and all of that, but I have watched her for years. And when I first started following her, I think I started following her for makeup or for her style or whatever it was. So there was a connection there with her, obviously, someone online, like a distant connection, obviously. I connected with her in a way because I had already been observing her and her makeup and her hair and her style before. So when there was this transition over to her transforming her body, there was already a genuine connection there for me enjoying the content that she put out. So I kind of appreciated appreciated her in a way that I was able to embrace this keto thing. And so I followed her for a year before I ever, maybe a year and a half. And I think she had her lap band in like February or March of 2016. And so I watched her journey and watched her completely. I think her highest weight, she was 280 something pounds. I can't remember. And so I watched her. And then finally she started to do coaching, and she was already sort of kind of coaching where she was offering people information about keto and showing what she was doing for herself. And then over time, I think maybe, I'm not sure how long before she started to coach other people with the keto lifestyle and all of that. And so last year I said, you know what? I'm going to sign up for one of her courses for February. And February of this year would have been, so I signed up to be a part of her February group of this year in October. So that tells you how many people are participating in, you know, connecting with her so that she can coach them as well in this way of eating. So she puts these things out far enough in advance and they sell out like within hours or, you know, within a couple of hours. Like I think she has 30 slots every month. So again, it's Black Keto Girl. So I know that I registered for February in November of 2017. I believe it was. It was either November or December. I registered for the February course. And I really believe that it was November. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do this. And if this doesn't work, I said this to myself. I didn't say it to anyone else. I said, if this does not work, then I'm going to have weight loss surgery. So I didn't really make any changes. I was still walking November, December, still walking, getting minimal exercise. And then in January, I went to the doctor on January 2nd of this year, and I was 331 pounds, 331.4 pounds is what I weighed in at. And the heaviest I've been in my adult life, the heaviest I've been. I'm 5'8¾", so I'll just round that up to 5'9", because I think that I'm tall. So just about 5'9", and 331 pounds. So I'm a big woman. I have a large frame. So even when I reach what I believe to be my goal weight, most often I'm the most tall woman in my circles a lot of the times. So I just have a larger frame. No issue with that. So I've kind of always carried weight a little bit better. But to be 331 pounds, my knees were bothering me very, very bad. I was frustrated. I was out of control. And to be completely honest, it not only affects me, it affects my son and my husband. And my husband has done a phenomenal job in losing a large amount of weight over the past couple of years. And so I have someone else on board, you know, to be able to help me to achieve this goal. So, you know, and even, you know, with my son, I realized that how I am affects him. And so I need to make sure that I'm showing him how to live a fulfilled life, and that a fulfilled life is not always having things that you desire or having things that they taste good. I mean, let's be real. A lot of these things, that donuts, ice cream, and, you know, unless you're a person that just doesn't like to eat, and there are people that are like that. And sometimes I wish, you know, I was that person, but most people will say that junk food is good, even though it's not good for you, it tastes good. And so, again, getting on that scale and seeing where my weight was, it wasn't a shocker, but You know, it's like, okay, here I am. The program with the group was supposed to start on February 1st. So it was like a Facebook group. She called us the week before, gave us our macros that we were supposed to hit with keto, because with keto, there are macros that you're supposed to hit. And your macros are, my starting macros were, I needed to get, I don't have it in front of me, but at least like 130 grams of fat, 70 grams of protein, and 20 grams of carbs. And I think, generally speaking, it's always 20 grams of carb, no matter what your weight and height are. I think weight, height, and age are. I think that those, that's still the factor. So those are my macros. And you have to do your own research. I'm not a doctor. I'm not necessarily here to give you all of the information about keto. What I am here to do is tell you about my experience with keto and how it has literally transformed my thinking. Yes, I have lost to date. When I got on the scale on Saturday, I was actually down to 284.4 pounds. So I have lost a total of 44 pounds for the year. And this is my journey. You know, you can, many people have lost more that have started with me. But in this process, what I realized is I had a lot of stuff that I had to work through emotionally and mentally, and learning what my triggers are. Because what can happen is, even though you're on this plan, you can also eat too much protein, which then turns into sugar. And the problem, and the thing is that what you're trying to do with keto is you're trying to eliminate the sugar from your body and burn the fat. So I'm very happy about where I am. My goal is to be under 280 pounds by August 31st. And I've promised myself that I will not get on the scale for the month of August. I usually weigh myself once a week on Saturdays. But for the month of August, I'm focusing on self-care. And I've been on this journey for 7 months. So at this point, I need to start realizing that I'm seeing results. And one point to mention, I think when I started this, because with keto, what you have to be mindful of for people that could possibly be interested in, what I will say, I've lost 44 pounds. I did not measure myself. I measured myself initially, but I didn't keep it up only because I was focused on making this a lifestyle. So I don't want to lose weight to go back to where I was before, or to reintroduce things that I know are bad for me. That's not to say I'm not going to have ice cream or junk food at some point in time. I have a goal that I have to get to. And I'm going to get to that goal. Maybe down the line, I probably will. I'm not going to say that I'm not. But right now at this stage in my life, this is the sacrifice that I'm making for me. And I'm making this sacrifice not only for a physical transformation, but for a mental transformation. And so I've already committed to, because I said, initially I said, oh, when Thanksgiving comes, I'll have some Thanksgiving, some dressing and all of that. But then recently I said, nope. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go throughout this whole year and I'm going to have a keto Thanksgiving. With this, for me, it has meant more than just removing sugar from my life. It's meant that I've had to take away things that I've been emotionally tied to for many years, whether happy, sad, scared, angry, confused, anxious, that I've used to suppress those feelings. I have had to take them away and totally and completely depend on God and me. That's it. I have now really began to see who I really am, how I really feel, what I like, what I don't like. Because if every time things happen or come up that bother you and you shove food in your mouth or you have some chocolate or whatever, and that makes you feel better, you never really allow yourself to get to the core of what it is that's bothering you. And two, to express how it really feels or affects you to another person or to yourself. And so you're really doing a disservice to yourself by doing that. And it's not just people doing, it's not just me doing it with food. People do it with many things, alcohol, sex, drugs, whatever. My drug of choice was food. And so now that I've realized that, I can totally and completely declare 150% that I refuse to ever go back to depending on food as a coping mechanism for me. I can't do it. I feel amazing. I feel amazing. I have good days and I have bad days. Days where I feel like crap, days when I don't want to be bothered, days where I just can only deal with me. At sometimes, if my son allows. But that is a part of life. That's the way that you are going to feel sometimes. Nothing is perfect. You're going to have good days and bad days. And you have to learn, Catherine, how to be able to deal with them. And just like we talked in with the being flexible, you got to learn how to push through. No matter what comes against you, you got to be able to know how to push through. And that include, and that pushing through includes making a better decision. So then rather me pick up candy or it could just be something that I'm allowed to eat. Like almonds. I have on this journey had too many almonds. And it's just because, but I'm able to recognize it now. Because you too can have too much of a good thing. And almonds are one of the snacks that, you know, I can have on keto. And what I have to remember, I have to measure my almonds. Because if you have too many, you'll be outside of your macro amount. So, yeah, that's why I am right now at this point. I just had to come on and share with you my journey to health. And like, as I said before, my journey to health has not only included exercise and using the keto plan, it's also included therapy. And therapy is simply going to someone who can ask you the right questions to get you to get to what it is that is not right at the core of you, that may not be right, so that you can change it, so that you can see it and address it. Because initially when I came on, I said, oh, I'm talking about keto, I'm talking about my weight and all this, but my journey to health has been more than just about my weight. It's been about me figuring out who I am and changing those things that, changing my response to those things that have negatively impacted me. Because I just had an interview with our guest for September, and one of the things that she said is that nothing, God will not allow you to waste anything in your life. And even though I've been overweight most of my life, I am determined to use this to share and to help someone else get to a better place in their life as well. My journey to health is ongoing, and I will continue to make steps daily to make sure that I do not go back to where I was before. So again, starting weight was 331.4, currently at 284.4. I think that I was wearing a size 26, 24 pants at the beginning of the year. I'm now down to a size 18, pair of pants. Well, my 20s are loose. I have my slacks that I wear to work, they're really loose now. And I just got those maybe a couple of months ago, but I still can wear them comfortably with the belt. But I'm actually on my way out now to go and try to find a pair of 18s. The pair of jeans that I have on now are a size 20. So I'm thinking that I'll be in a size 18 slack at work because I need stretch. I carry my weight. I'm pear shaped, so I carry my weight and my hips and my thighs. So I need stretch in my clothing now, but I will not always need stretch. I had to mention that. So with keto, you'll see you'll lose the weight, but the big deal is, and that's why they say to measure yourself, you lose a lot of inches. You lose a lot of inches on keto because you're burning the fat off your body. So although I have not yet hit the mark on the scale that I want to see, I'll definitely say when it comes to my clothes, keto is the way for me. Keto is the way for me. And the way that it makes you feel, I feel so sufficient. I feel enough. I feel enough. I feel good about myself. And so that's enough for me. So if there's something that is bothering you, you gotta face it. Because only we can make the change to be better. Only we can make the change. Only you can make the decision that today I'm going to stop this. Today I'm not going to drive past that Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to go another way. Today, when I get frustrated, I'm going to get up and take a walk. I'm not going to smoke a cigarette. I'm not going to go to the vending machine. Whatever you're taking away, replace it with something else. That is the point that I think that brings us to the end of this episode today. Whatever it is that you're trying to change, whatever it is that you're trying to remove from your life, replace it with something that is going to allow you to be successful. Take a different route. Read a book. Get up and take a walk. But more importantly, pray and ask God for help with whatever it is. And he'll give you the strength. He will give you the strength. I am convinced he will give you the strength. He's given me the strength. And I'm better for it. So that's it for today's episode on my journey to health. You'll hear from me on Wednesday with a weekly cliffhanger. And then next Saturday, you can expect to have our Something New episode where I will be sharing something about a new activity I have embraced. So take care. Have an amazing week. I'm happy to say that I'm on vacation from work. Today is my first day of vacation. Well, yesterday was my first day of vacation, and I am on vacation until the 14th of August. So I have plenty of time to record, get a little creative, to try to come up with good topics for the remainder of the year. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. If you have anything that you would like to add or any questions about anything, I'm on Instagram at 40 is the end, and I can be reached by email at 40isTheEnd@gmail.com, and that's 4TY is the end, all one word, @gmail.com. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you Wednesday. Bye-bye.